USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Joe Biden on Friday told reporters in Nantucket that he is not considering any new vaccine mandates for now.
We don't know a lot about the variant except that it is a great concern. It seems to spread rapidly, and I spent about a half hour this morning with my COVID team led by Dr. Fauci, and so that was the decision we made.
Biden said he is not considering any new mandates after imposing a travel restriction on several African nations. Biden is expected to spend the weekend in Nantucket and return to Washington Monday. The Indian government advised people against subscribing to Starlink Internet Services, a division of billionaire Elon Musk's SpaceX aerospace company, as it does not have a license to operate in the country. Starlink had been told to comply with regulations with immediate effect. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
James Corbett recently talked with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. of ChildrensHealthDefense.org about his new best-selling book, The Real Anthony Fauci. Corbett posited that we are in the most profound peril toward human liberty that we have seen in our lifetime. Kennedy responds.
And for the first time in history, because of the technological revolution, the capacity for totalitarian forces to literally control every aspect of human expression and even human thought is now unprecedented.
He said, this is Armageddon. This is the final battle. We need to win this one. Todd Benzman, a fellow at the Center for Immigration Studies in Reynosa, Mexico, at a migrant camp, Benzman witnessed the United Nations International Organization for Migration handing out free debit cards to aspiring U.S. border crossers, paid for by U.S. taxpayers. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Mexican authorities have laid out a series of conditions for reviving the Remain in Mexico program, the Trump-era framework under which asylum seekers were returned to Mexico to await the processing of their claims, with the development coming in context of the Biden administration's plans to reinstate the policy following a court order. Mexico's foreign ministry said in a November 26th announcement that talks have intensified with the United States on rebooting the program known as the Migrant Protection Protocols, but that Mexican authorities are waiting for a formal response from the Biden administration on a number of concerns. Get ready for Omicron, the new variant of COVID-19.
The CDC says today no cases of the new Omicron COVID variant have been detected in the United States so far. The new strain was recently found for the first time in South Africa, now being called a variant of concern by the World Health Organization. The U.S.'s top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says while there's no need to panic, it's likely that the variant is already in the U.S. The White House announcing travel restrictions effective Monday for 8 African nations to try to reduce the spread of the variant into the United States. From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.